Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2012, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live morning Saturday live radio programme, from 9.
Depeche Mode had yet to bleach their first fringe when the singer we meet next first warbled her way into the hit parade. Born in Liverpool, habitué of the Cavern, friend of John Paul, George and Ringo, she went on to become one of the most famous women singers of the 60s and then reinvented herself in the 80s as the highest paid host on British television. So famous that like Houdini, Liberace and Scarface, she's known by one name alone. It's Cilla, and these are her Inheritance Tracks.
Well, my very first record that I ever bought, I remember it well. I was just 13 years of age and I'd saved up my pocket money and I went out to buy Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Why do they fall in love? I first heard Why Do Fools Fall in Love probably on Radio Luxembourg. I wasn't supposed to because it was on late at night and, you know, I should have been in bed. But no, I snuck up to listen to Radio Luxembourg. I loved it because I could sing in the same key. I mean, there weren't many girl singers round, not many English singers. And he was the first one that I could sing in the same key and I could reach the high notes and the low notes as well. It was fabulous. My family were all musical. My mother used to sing. My father played the mouth organ. My eldest brother could play the piano. My youngest brother actually was professional. So it was very musical. And I loved Bill Haley and the Comets. Fats Domino, oh. I found my 3-0 on Blueberry Hill. I love that. I still love it today. Why do they fall in love? Why does my heart skip a crazy beat? I met the Beatles the very first time at the Iron Door Coffee Club. And I'd just finished school. I was with my school friends. One of the girls, Pauline, said, do you fancy going to the Iron Door? I said, what for? And she said, well, my boyfriend's in the band there and, you know, I want you to meet them. By the way, her boyfriend was George Harrison. And Pauline said to George, I'll give Cilla a go. And, of course, I heard the immortal words from John say, all right, Cyril, get up and show us what you can do. And I remember singing Sam Cooke's version of Summertime. And it was great. I got on really well with them. And they were very funny. Pete Best, who I fancied like mad, was playing with the Beatles at the time. I did never get to meet Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, but I found out the hotel when they played Liverpool at the Empire. And I asked the maid, when she cleaned the room, could she give me any of the rubbish from the waste paper bins? And I did. I managed to get an out-of-date equity card of Frankie Lyman. May have still got it because I'm a hoarder. I keep everything. All me frocks, they're all in the attic. I'm like Miss Havisham when I go up there. You don't see me for 3 days.
Pack up all my care and the woe.
I've got to hand down, I've got to go with Della Reese and Bye Bye Blackbird.
Bye Bye Blackbird.
Well, she was the one that most influenced me in the early days. She's got this big, bold voice, very low, and you could hear her. She didn't need a microphone. You could hear her miles and miles away. I love playing my sounds. I don't really
play the sounds at home. I play them in the gym. I've got a gym at home, so I play my sounds when I'm working out, believe it or not. Well, I only work out the weekends. I'm playing at the minute the old CDs of the Sugar Babes. The faster the pace I go, the record is fast too. So that's how I work out. I'm giving my secrets away now, aren't I? Oh, it was fabulous working on Blind Date. But, I mean, I have to say, I'm a rubbish matchmaker. Everybody that I've introduced have not turned out. And I'm not talking on television. You know, I was rubbish at it on Blind Date, really. When I used to say, oh, they'll get on, they look as if they'll get on, and the next week they hated each other. How wrong was I? It's my 50th year next year, and I'm going to be 70, so I like my holidays. I love going to Barbados, I love going to Spain, I love going anywhere that I get invited, actually. But I still like to dabble, so I still love television, I still love radio, I still love being Cilla, actually. Bye Bye Blackbird is special to me because it was my childhood, and that track, and Della Reese especially, was probably a big part in me being in this business. But for that track, I don't think I would have ever made the grade. I do go back to Liverpool more than often than not to see the family, just to get my sense of humour back, because they're all funny up there without meaning to be funny. The famous Ken Dodd, well, when asked, why are there so many comedians that have come from Liverpool? And he's quick as a flash. He said, because you have to be a comedian to live there. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing kind of low. Bye, bye, blackbird. I've surprised myself there. I haven't heard myself for a million years.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more for you to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.